You have your Bible, we'll turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 6. The Bible says, "Now these are the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God with all thy to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I commanded thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of your fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in the house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." I want to preach on this thought this morning, if God will be our help. What about the promise? What about the promise that God has made for us? Now, Bible teaches us here that God has prepared a promised land, praise God, and they're getting ready to go into that land, a place of promise of the Lord. I'm glad we've got a promised land today, praise the Lord, and it's called heaven. It's a place where we can go and gather together under the Lord, and we can be there, praise God, throughout eternity with Him, just praising Him and giving Him all the glory that He deserves today. But as we look at this today, we got to realize, what about that promise that He gave us? Is it true and is it real today? Is it true and is it real to your heart, amen, that you can realize it and recognize that there is a true and a living God who wants to speak to us today and give us that encouragement we need to go just a little farther. That's why He would say not to fail to say, to assemble yourself together as custom and so some is, even so to more as you see the day approaching. We're approaching a day that we're going to need all the help we can get. You're going to need all the help you can get. Families are going to need all the help they can get. And churches is going to need all the help they can get. And where's the help coming from? The help is coming from the Lord. That's what David would say. He said, "I look to the hills for it's coming my help. My help cometh from the Lord." Amen. Praise God. If we want help, if you need help, if you'd like to have some help today, praise God, you can get it in the Lord. Bless His name. You say, "Pastor, how can we get it?" By just keeping the commandments of God. Just listening to what God, it's just listening to what God has to say. If you'll back up just a little bit, Deuteronomy chapter number 5, we look at this and we can see verse 31. He explains some things to us just a little bit. And he says, "But as for thee," he's talking to Moses, he said, stand thou here by me and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it." Amen. A possession is something that we take unto ourselves. It becomes ours. So God's a tell us today, church, praise God, He gives us some things that can be ours if we want it. Now, whether we receive it or not is up to us. God is a gentleman. He'll not force anything on you. But praise God, if you want it, you'll come to Him and you'll receive it unto yourself. You can get all that God has to give you. Amen. Somebody ought to just jump up and say, "Glory, hallelujah, what a Savior, what a Lord." Amen. Because He owns it all. It's all His. Praise the Lord. He goes on, verse 32 says, but ye shall observe to do therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you, you shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. In other words, we need to keep going straight with God. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. So God says, I'm offering you a possession. He said, if you'll receive the possession to yourself and praise God, you'll just listen to what I got to tell you and you'll walk with me as I'm walking with you. Praise God, you can have a prosperous life. You can have a life of possession in Christ Jesus your Lord. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise His name. So we can see here that as God begins to speak to us and He commands us to, as we go back to chapter number 6, verse number 2, that He says this. He said that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, to walk all, to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I have commanded thee, thou and thy son and thy son's sons. Now watch this, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be, here it goes again, prolonged. Hey, you don't know how prolonged your life? Praise God. Just trust the Lord God, a God of heaven. Just follow and keep His commandments. Keep His statutes, praise God. He's talking about a continuation of something. Hello? You know where the church has messed up? You know where we've messed up? People, listen to me. You know where we've messed up? We're not keeping the things of God. We're not passing this on. Amen. He said, thy sons and thy son's sons. He said, we've got to keep passing this thing on. We've got to keep passing the torch as others come along, praise God. We can't just say, just think just because we've got in that everybody, assume that everybody else will. Amen. We've got to keep sharing this as we go. Praise the Lord. What about the promise that God's offered us? Amen. It's for everybody. God is a whosoever God. Salvation is a whosoever salvation. Amen. Praise God. Now, I know there's some crazy lunatics that think some will get in, some won't. Praise God. He's whosoever will. Whosoever believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen. We got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to get in and be saved. We got to get in and going in the right direction with God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. Church, we need some help. And we need to be in a continuous state, praise God, passing this on as God gives it to us. I like what Josh said this morning. He said, I don't know it all. Amen. But isn't it amazing when we come together in a group, we may not know it all, but God can take somebody else and fill in the blanks. Because the Holy Spirit will speak to you, and He'll speak to you, and He'll speak to somebody else. Praise God, we come together in the Word of God, and God begins to manifest Himself to us, through us, praise God, and gives us that help that we need. And we need some help, praise God. So how do we attain to this? So He tells us here that it's through the hearing of the Word of God. That's how we get it, from hearing. Amen. From just hearing the Word of God. Listen to this. He said, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee. Amen. Now watch this. And that ye may increase mightily. Now He didn't say you'd increase just a little bit. But I want to say little's much when God's in it. Amen. If you advance just a little bit as a good soldier of the cross, God will bless you in abundance. We've seen it here. We was talking about Sunday school, praise God. Every time we do something for God's glory, God gets glory out of it and He multiplies it. Amen. God ain't a God of addition, praise God. God is a God of multiplication. If you get in, I get in, we begin to share the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Others begin to get in, and it's a multiplying thing. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I try to tell people, but they just ain't excited about it. Maybe it's because we ain't excited about it. Amen. If we get in here and get excited about it, praise God, other people will be excited about it too. And we can just get in here, praise God, together. Amen. Just giving Him the glory and honor and the praise that He deserves. Praise the Lord. He said, here therefore, O Israel, deserve to do it, that it may be well with you, and that may increase mightily. As the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee. How do we know? Because we have a promise. What about the promise that God has given us? We're not holding God to His promise. You say, well, preacher, we can't do that. We sure can, because God promised it. He won't recant. Amen. If He makes a promise to you, He makes a promise to me, He makes a promise to the church, He'll keep His promise. Amen. Praise God. He said, if we'll just hear what He's got to say, if we'll just listen to God. Now, let me just say this. There's a difference in hearing and listening. Amen. Hello. We can hear all day long, but if we don't listen to what He's got to say. Now, the difference between hearing and listening is rolling it around in that noggin that you got. Amen. It's taking and doing something with it, praise God, rolling it around, seeing what God's trying to say to you, trying to say to me, and doing something with it. Amen. A lot of times I hear people, I hear all the time, but I went down there to church and I heard that preacher today. Amen. I always want to think, well, you heard him, but did you listen? Did you get anything out of it that you take home with you? Amen. Did you roll anything? Did you roll anything around in that noodle that you got, that noggin in your praise God, and try to draw something from it? You know, where it can filter out and feed down into your soul. Amen. Praise God. That's what's got to take place. Because God is preparing a place. God's prepared a land. Amen. Praise God. But for a prepared people. But we got to be prepared. So we got to hear. Amen. Praise God. We got to hear it. We got to hear it. And we got to do it. It's pretty simple. Just believe God. Just take what He says, praise God, and just do it. Amen. In other words, what He tells us here, that we've got to be all in. He said in verse number 4, said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Now, there's a lot of little g gods in this world. But the Bible says there's only one Lord. And one true God. Amen. Now listen to this, especially you young people. They'll try to tell you in different situations that there's all kind of gods and we got to honor all these gods. I want to say there's only one God. Amen. And He's God Jehovah. He's God of glory. He's the Lord God. Amen. And He's the only God that we need. He's the only God that we have. I don't care nothing about them others. He's gods of this world. He's prince and power of this present era that we live in. But praise God, He shouldn't have no control on us because He's already a defeated foe. We just have to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He's already got victory for me and you. So what about the promise today? It's in Christ the Lord. When we begin to hear what God's speaking to us. Amen. He said that we begin to realize that we hear because He is the Lord. We hear because the one that's speaking. Amen. I had a lady call me one time, and she was way out there in left field. She said, "Preacher, the Lord's been speaking to me." I said, "He has." She said, "Yes." Said, "He's been speaking to me." And then she got to elaborate on what the Lord was telling her. I had to throw up a stop sign. I said, "Whoa, wait a minute." I said, "I don't know who you're listening to, but that ain't the Lord. The Lord ain't a million miles that you're listening to the wrong spirit." Amen. Said, "You need to pray that God will touch and cleanse your heart." Praise God. So that you can listen, so you can hear. So we need to hear that good, that the Lord, He is the Lord. We need to hear Him. Amen. In other words, what He's saying is we need to be all in. Look at verse number 6, or number 5. He said, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." Now here's where the church is missing it. Are you listening to me? This is where we're missing it. He said that thou shalt. He didn't say we might or we maybe ought to. He said thou shalt love the Lord thy God. This true and living God. The real God. He said you shalt. In other words, you have to. You need to. You ought to love God. Why? Because He first loved you. Do you realize God loved you when you were yet sinners? He went to the cross for you when you were yet sinners. When He knew you'd come into this world, go up as a little bitty baby. We didn't have to teach you to sin. You'd be full of sin. But He died for you because of that. Because He first loved you. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Amen. He didn't say with all thy head. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of people where there's a lot of religious people that just full of Jesus in their head. There's a lot of people that can quote you whole books of the Bible. They've got all of it in their head, but they don't have Jesus in their heart. Amen. We got to have Jesus in the heart. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. He said, with all thy soul. That's that inner being, that inner part of us. Praise God. He said, we got to love Jesus. We got to love God from the inside out. It's not a fleshly thing. Hello? That you wire around out here in the world for people to see. He said, but it's that inward man, praise God, that comes in and makes a difference in what they see in that outward man. Amen. You can take an old pig and you can get them out of the slop and the muck and the mire and you can clean them up and you can put a bow on them, but they're pretty. But that doesn't change the fact that they're a pig. Amen. They go right back to being a pig as soon as you turn them loose. Right back in the muck. Amen. But praise God, when you clean up the inside, when we clean up the inside, praise God, something begins to change and we start changing what we do on the outside. Listen, if something as big as the Holy Ghost of God saves you by the marvelous grace of God, amen, and moves into you, takes up house, you can't do the things you used to do. Amen. There's got to be a change. Amen. We become a new creature in Christ Jesus, a new creation. Amen. He makes, glory, hallelujah, He makes us afresh. He makes us new in Christ. He gives us encouragement. He's there to help us along the way. Amen. What a promise. What about the promise? Amen. We need the promise of God. We have to be all in. Thou love the Lord with the heart. Love the Lord with thy soul. But now listen to what he says in the last part of verse number 5. He said, and with all thy what? What? Might. What is that? That's the strength we have. In other words, God says you got to love Him with your heart. You got to love Him with your soul. And said you got to put some effort into it. I'm going to say being a child of God is not an effortless thing. If you're going to be a child of God, you're going to live for Christ, you're going to come out and be and bring glory to His name, you're going to have to work at it. Amen. Now I'm not telling you that salvation is a salvation of works. Amen. I'm not telling you that it's a salvation of works, but praise God, if you get, He said, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Well, amen. Praise God. Which God hath adorned in you. Praise God. So we have that ability to be children of God as God's children. Amen. So we step out on faith. We step on trust in the Lord and we put effort into it. Amen. We do. We put our strength into it, our power into it. He said, with all our might, that's the strength that we have. Amen. It's putting that, extra effort in like we would if we wanted to accomplish something. You know, like it's like when you go down to the ball field and you get up to bat. Amen. Now, I'm not very competitive. I'll repent. Sorry, Lord. I'm pretty competitive. Amen. And when I get up to bat, I want to hit it as far as long. I want to do the best I can. I don't want to be content with a single. I don't want to be content with a double. I don't even want to be content with a triple. I want a stinking home run. Out of the park. Amen. That's what God's saying here in Deuteronomy, man. He's laying this out for us in His commandments. He said you got to put your heart into it, your soul into it, and said you got to be looking every time you get up to bat for Jesus to knock a home run. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that seems awful difficult. Yeah, but when we're out on the field, it ain't that hard. It's funny how we can do what we want to do. Amen. When we want people to see what we can do. But praise God, when you get out there on the battlefield for Jesus and you try to show people what Jesus can do. Praise be God, that's where the rubber meets the road. And that's it, said you'd do all you could with your heart, your soul, and your mind. All in, praise God. Putting effort into it. Praise His holy name. You say, how do I do that? Look at verse number 2. It's keeping the Word of God. Amen. That thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, keep all His statutes and commandments which I've commanded thee. Amen. So He said it's just loving the Lord, praise God, and doing what He says. It's something that we have, keeping all of His words, praise God, all the days of your life. Amen. It's not a hit and miss thing. Hello? It's not running down to the church on Sunday morning, bless me if you can, Lord, and then living the way you want to during the week. Amen. God's not pleased with that. Amen. We don't have no sunny day Christians or rainy day Christians. We ought to be everyday Christians. Amen. What about the promise God's made? He's made us a promise, praise God, into a land of promise if we'll just come. How do we get there, praise God? Just worshiping Him every day. Praising Him every day. Amen. And we put the effort into it because it's unacceptable, praise God, to do it half-hearted. Hello? Amen. If we ain't careful, we come into a high-hearted with that, "Bless me if you can, Lord." Well, Lord, bless me if you can, and I'm going to go home. Amen. A lot of times we don't even say that. We come in, we think, "Boy, when I get to the house, I'm going to go eat, and I'm going to, Amen. Instead of coming in and said, just putting all that stuff aside, putting it away. Amen. Locking up the cupboard of reminder, and God saying, "Lord God, I'm come here just to worship you and to praise you and to give you glory." We can't come in half-heartedly to worship God. You can't worship God half-heartedly. We need to get in, pray God, looking for an opportunity. When somebody else gets excited and people start praising God, we start singing songs of psalms, praise God to the Lord. We ought to get excited. Amen. Praise God. We ought to come in with a heart to worship. Worship and give God glory. All of us in together. Hey, listen. Look at me a minute. Everybody's looking at me. Praise God. We're not here to please nobody. We're not here to be men pleasers. We're here to worship God in spirit and in truth. As the Holy Spirit tiptoes across her heart, don't grieve the Holy Ghost. You can grieve Him away. So what he's saying, Pastor Jeff, let me just make this all clear. He said, if the Holy Ghost deal with your heart because something you've been doing in your life, it's not right, pleasing with God, we ought to just hit the altar first thing and say, "Lord, please forgive me, a sinner." Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Call it out to Him. Repent of it. Praise God. Leave it and go away from it. Now to repent means to leave it, praise God, and never to return to it. Yep. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about a true heart of repentance. Then God can begin to bless us. Then we can begin to worship God. Amen. The way He wants it. But we can't do it half-hearted. God wants all or none. You know why? Because He give all He had. God the Father give the best that He had. He didn't give us second best. He gave us His perfect, sinless, spotless Son to die for our sins, that through Him we might be saved. So we come with a heart, praise God, to get all in, to go all in for God, to come to worship Him, praise God. Amen. That we might be an encouragement to somebody else. What if the Lord's been a dealing with your heart to get rid of something? Amen. And you come out of there broken. Amen. You say, "God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now." You fall on your face. You say, "Lord, please forgive me, a sinner." Amen. Somebody else back there saying, they've been doing something. So God's been convicting their heart on it. And they come out too. And they get over here. And they say, "Oh, God, please forgive me, a sinner." And the next thing you know, amen, we've got clean hearts and pure minds. And we come together focusing on a holy and righteous God. And He pours out all the blessings of heaven on us. Amen. We pull up, Brother Bill, under the spout where the glory comes out, and God just manifests Himself to us. Amen. But we can't do it half-heartedly. Amen. We can't be out of obedience to God. We've got to be in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Obedient service unto the Lord. Amen. Look at Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 6. But verse number 5, he said, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your master according to the flesh, but with fear and trembling, singleness of heart, as unto Christ." Now look at verse 6. "Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." Amen. Doing that pleases the Lord from the heart, praise God. Verse number 7 said, "With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men." Why do we do what we do? We do it for the glory of God. Amen. We don't do it to be seen of men, praise God, but we hope that God can see Christ in us and blessed hope of glory and be encouraged too. Praise the Lord. We need that. Amen. We need that today. Look what John would say in First John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 3. "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So praise God, he said, how can we do this? Praise God, through victory. We can worship and we be obedient to God. We do what's pleasing to God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith has to be in Him. Your faith ain't strong enough within yourself. Amen? But it has to be faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He has all power in heaven and earth. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He is our faith. He's our help. Praise God. Anything else is unacceptable. It won't work. But so, if we say that we're going to do this, how do we show that our love for the Lord? Our love for God? We've already said, by hearing Him and obeying His Word. Amen? By hearing and obeying. It's not that hard. Amen? And then when we hear and obey, then we're pleasing to Him by sharing with others. Did you know it brings glory to God when you share the gospel with other people?
Amen.
They may be have some out there, Brother Bill, that don't want to hear it. They probably a lot today we are living don't want to hear it, but they need to hear it. These people that's looking for help, these people that's looking for hope. And you may be it. Amen. What about the promise? The promise that's been made to you is the promise, same promise that's been made to them. They just need to hear and believe. Amen. Praise God. So we got to just hear it and believe it. We got to share it with others. That's what brings glory to God. That's how we let Him know that we love Him. Praise God. So we have the commandment, but what about the commitment? So here's where the rubber meets the road. We know what we ought to do. Hello? Are you with me? We know what we ought to do. We should do. Amen. But what about the commitment to get it done? Look what he says in verse number 6. As these words have I commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart. Amen. So he said, it's not a suggestion. He said, this is a commandment. That these words would be in our hearts. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If we love God, we say that we do, and if we do, then His truth, praise God, be part of our daily conviction, our daily conversation. Amen. He said, these words which I have committed to thee this day shall be in thine heart. Listen to what he says. Now here's our commitment. And thou shalt teach them. Now this isn't a suggestion either. This is a commandment. Amen. Think about how much are we falling short. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Amen. Now that word diligent means with steady application. And care. That's what it means. We are to constantly be giving our children, our loved ones, people around a steady application of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to do it carefully, praise God, with care and love and care. Amen. For God's glory. Giving them the truth of the gospel. And shalt talk of them every 2 or 3 months if you get a chance. Huh? And that's not what it says. Listen to what he says. And thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. Amen. As Josh said this morning, when you put the cell phone down, amen, and you take time to look at each other and talk to each other. And thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and then when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, if you do it when you lie down, and when you rise up, that means all day long, every day, we ought to be listening to God, we ought to be conversing with each other, we ought to have, hey, praise God, the most important thing, we ought to be talking about the Lord. Amen. Now I know we're living in a political era right now. I mean, we're looking at all this stuff, and we're being bombarded with this stuff every day. But I want to just say this, praise God. It's all in the Lord's hands. Amen? It's all in His hands. I like to look at it, not because of what's taking place, but because it's fulfilling the Word of God. I mean, right to the letter, it's like reading the newspaper of current events. God, this thing is just lining up, praise God, like ducks in a row. And we can see it happening. I'm saying we shouldn't be afraid. We've got a promise from God if we just trust Him and just keep proclaiming the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everything's going to be okay. He's promised that He would take care of us. me and you, those who believe, those who put our faith and trust in Him. We just continue to give out truth, to trust in the truth, praise God, and communicate and converse with one another about the goodness and mercy of God every day. He says, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Amen. So when you look, there they are. Amen. Praise God. When you look, praise God, to the Lord, there it is. Right in front of us, praise God. That we see for God's glory. The truth will be a part of our conversation every day. Amen. When we talk about the politics and things in this world, we ought to say, I say it all the time. I say, well, this is what's happening. We can see this happening. This is what's happening with the nation of Israel. This is how God's timepiece is telling us is going on. But God is in control. God, praise God, He's fulfilling His promise just like He said He would. Amen. Well, preacher, how are we going to get out of this? Trust the Lord. Amen. It's the only way you'll get out. Is by putting your trust in the Lord. He's the only one to bring you through. And He'll bring you safe, praise God. He'll bring you through with blessings. Amen. You say, what's the importance, praise God? So others might know. Amen. He said, when you talk about it diligently, when it's a steady application, our children need it. Because He said we need to pass it to our sons and our sons' sons all the days of your life. Need to keep it before. You know what's happened? We haven't kept it out there, and people have forgot to remember God. That's where we're at. Christian people have forgot to remember God. But He says, there'll come a day. Look at verse number 20. Deuteronomy 6, verse 20. He said, when thy sons ask thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and these judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Amen. He said, what are we going to do when the children say, hey, mama, daddy, papa? He said, what's God trying to tell us? What does all this mean? I don't understand. Hello? Is it because we haven't been informing them along the way? See, if we don't inform each other, if we don't inform others along the way, they won't know how to make an informed decision. Amen. What about the promise that's been given to us through Jesus Christ our Savior? God's made us, even hearing His thing, a promise, praise God. But if we don't share it. He said, then thou shalt say unto thy sons, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. Now, Egypt, the type of the world. He said, we was locked up in the world. Amen. Like most of the world today. He said, the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, that's what happened. And the Lord showed signs and wonders and great and sore upon Egypt and upon Pharaoh and upon all his house before our eyes. Amen. He said, God done marvelous, wonderful things, and we saw it. He said, well, preacher boy, if we could just see that again. Amen. It's all around us today if we'll just open our eyes and look. God's still performing miracles every day, even to the saving of a soul. Amen. Amen. That's a miracle. Listen to what He says. Verse 23. And He brought us out from thence that He might bring us in. Amen. So He brought us out of Egypt, out of the world, that He might bring us into this peace of hope and prosperous, into the place of the promise in Christ Jesus our Savior. So He brings you out so He can bring you in. Amen. The Lord lifts you up out of Egypt. He lifts you up out of your sin so He can bring you into the family of God. So it can begin to prepare you, praise God, for that glorious day of His appearance when we'll be with Him. Amen. He said, verse 24 said, the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that He might preserve us alive as it is at this day. Amen. So he said, well, he tells us we need to be able to tell our children, praise God, God has been so good to us. God has blessed us. God has been there every step of the way. God's never left us. He's never forsook us. He brings us up and He brings us out of every situation, praise God. And we just keep putting our trust in Him because if He brought us, glory, hallelujah. If He brought us out once, He can bring you out again.
Amen.
Amen. Some people say, well, preacher, it seems like every time I turn around, it's just darkness, and I come out, and there's darkness, and I come out. Praise God that you made her out.
Amen.
Amen. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, without that promise that we have in Him, we'd still be in darkness. But He brings us out. Amen. So we love God. Praise God. We'll trust Him. We'll have a conversation about Him. Amen. And if we receive blessings, we'll show appreciation for the blessings that He gives us. Amen. If we ain't careful, now listen to me very quick, and I'm gonna hush. If we ain't careful, in the time of prosperity, you know, when God's a blessing us, brother, when everything's a running well, amen. It's like the bearings and the wheels are well greased and everything's a running smooth and everything's a going good and everything's just happy and a big smile. And if we ain't careful, praise God, it's in the times of prosperity that we enter into temptation. Because we begin to think, praise God, look where I'm at. Look what I've done. Look what I've got. Look what I've, praise God, look at me. Amen. And when we come into times of prosperity, when we come to times of goodness and mercy and blessings from God, we ought to just stop, hold on a minute, glory be to God. Without Him, I'd have nothing, but because of Him today, I'm blessed beyond measure. Amen. Praise God. And then God just pours out the blessings the more. You see, I believe that. Yeah, I believe that with all my heart. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless us. God wants to be there for us. God wants to help us. God wants to encourage us. God wants to lift us up. God wants to bring you out. Amen. God wants you to come unto Himself. Because you know what God wants more than anything? Amen. He's made us a promise, and that promise is, come unto me. He said, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. He said, you're burdened down. I know it. But just come to me. Come to me to take my load upon you. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's far better. He said, just put your faith and trust in me. Amen. He said, I'll take you and I'll lead you, I'll guide you, and said, if need be, as the chief shepherd of your soul, if I have to, brother John, he said, I'll carry you. Amen. He said, I'll pick you up, I'll put you around my neck. Amen. Just like that little old sheep lost in the wilderness. Got him out of there, put him around his neck, praise God, rejoicing. Because that one that is lost is found. Praise God. God said, I'll give you a promise. What about the promise? He said, let's just fall in line, keep His commandments, praise God, love Him with all our heart, our soul, and our strength, our might. Amen. Put forth an effort into it. That continuance, praise God, of loving Him because He first loved us. Diligence in the Lord. Amen. Diligence. Steady application. Saying, Lord God, I'm just going to love You because You first loved me. And I'm not going to quit loving You. I'm not going to quit being diligent for You because until You tell me to. And guess what? He ain't going to tell you to. Amen. He'll say, just keep pressing on a little farther every day. What about the promise, preacher? The promise is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Into a land that floweth with milk and honey. The promise is that if we keep His commandments and we love Him like we should, we enter into a possession. Amen. That's the promise. A possession in Christ Jesus, our Savior. It's ours to have if you want it. Amen. Not a half-hearted thing, but it's something that we have to enter into with diligence. Amen. So I'm just going to be a child of the King. I'm going to love Jesus because He first loved me. I'm going to get in. I'm going to study. I'm going to learn of Him. Amen. This blessed old King James Bible, it's all we need to know about God and godliness. Amen. He pours it out for us that we can see it. And when we receive those gifts, those magnificent gifts from God, praise God, we just begin to give God the glory for it. Thanking Him and praising Him from the bottoms of our hearts for the blessings He's bestowed upon us. You say, well, preacher, what about the blessings? Look at verse number 10. He says, shall be when the Lord thy God, Deuteronomy 6, shall have brought thee into the land which He sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. Amen. It's already there. Praise God. God had already made it happen. Said, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, and where thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. He says, remember not to forget. Don't forget what God done for you. Remember to give God praise for the gifts that He give us. Amen. In other words, don't fail to be thankful to God Almighty. Amen. To give Him thanks and glory and praise for all that He done. James would tell us in James chapter number 1 and verse number 7, why? It's our 17. He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Amen. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with which is no variableness nor shadow of turning. He said the good things of God, praise God. He don't recant. He gives us all the goodness that God has. And He don't change His mind about it. He wants to give us the goodness of a holy, righteous God, the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the goodness of the Holy Spirit of God. He wants to pour out on us to the full. Amen. He said He gave them to the full. That they hadn't put any effort into. Amen. But today He said that what about the purpose? If we just trust in the purpose of God, the promise of God. Amen. Just to take care of His little old youngins. To love on us the way that God does. What about the promises God made? How are we keeping our end? What about the commandment to do our part? Amen. I believe it, don't you? I believe it. I believe God. I believe what God says. But what about our commitment? What about our commitment? You know, to let it be the line of our conversation. Not just on Sunday mornings or in Sunday school, but every day. Amen. Not afraid to talk about the Lord. I tell you what, I met an old fellow out there in Walmart the other day. I was running by to grab a few things to fix supper on my way in from visiting. I run in there, and there was a fellow coming. He said, preacher! I mean, he as far as here to the back door. Amen. It's preacher! I said, hey, brother! And he come right over, and said, we about had revival in Walmart. Amen. You know what he said? He said, preacher, I tell you what, I just can't get enough of this. I just like to talk about the Lord. He's so good. I said, praise the Lord, brother. He is good. Amen. He said, people looking at you funny. Yeah, they would. Praise God, that's all right. Hey, I'll tell you what. Every one of them had a smile on their face because they said they saw that we was excited about something. They was getting excited too. Amen. They didn't know. They may not know the whole spectrum of the story, but praise God, they seen there was some joy there. Amen. That's what He's talking about. Amen. The promise that's been given us in Christ Jesus the Lord. And God said, just keep my commandments and commit, make a commitment to just love Him. Amen. Stay with Him to keep the Word of God in front of you. Because that's what makes the difference. Where we've missed today in our homes, our churches, our schools, is we forgot to remember God. Amen. We've left Him out. When you leave Him out, you leave out the best part. Amen. It's the part that we need the most. What about you this morning?